Blog Talk Radio.
I wish that I could really turn back the hands of time. So many years have passed, I can't seem to clear my mind. Over and over, over and over. That's how it plays in my mind. She loves me so.
Holidays. I'm Gray Bossanova, and this is the Fast Lane. Miss Amira, oh,
hey,
darling.
We here, love. We just rocking and rolling, you know. I'm really happy to be here.
Nice, nice. So tonight we have back Mr. Chris Knight.
Welcome.
Presentation straight out of Florida. Formerly known, and from Duval, Georgia, stand up. Mr.
What's
Knight.
What's going on?
Mr. Knight, how you doing?
I'm doing good, man.
Doing real good. How
y'all doing?
You moving.
How you doing?
Hey,
blessed.
I'm making it do what I do.
Yeah, man. God is good. So what's going on? Talk to me. Let's get into it.
All right, now, so you got some new projects that you've been recently, that's been out there streaming pretty heavily. Like, you got them in rotation, different, you got them at different radio stations, different states. Tell us some of the states that you have. One is Scream, another one is Love Lost that we just heard, and you have another one, I Got You, that we will be hearing tonight. Those are three songs we will be hearing tonight, just to let y'all know.
Yeah, I love the first record. It was really dope.
Yeah. I appreciate it. Yeah, currently we're on 157 stations across the United States. Atlanta, Georgia is one, V103. North Carolina, Willingham, South Carolina, Augusta, Georgia, Alabama, Louisiana, so on and so forth. We you know, God is moving. I can say that. I got another record called I Got You, and it's featured Chameleon. She had a dope record on the radio in Florida called Florida Lit. It's reaching a lot of the masses right now, and she's very dope. So yeah, we're working, man.
Nice.
We're working. Just trusting the process.
Nice. So what have you been, as far as your events, any shows, have you been dipping your hands into anything that's been highly notable as far as where you trying to get goals within the next year?
We just finished up with New Edition, with NERD, Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike of New Edition in Tallahassee, Florida. And, man, listen, we're trying to end the year out with a bang. I got, from my understanding, clarification, we got on the 31st, we're in New Orleans with, 30th, we're in New Orleans with Frankie Beverly and Maze. Jacksonville, Tallahassee, we're doing some major shows, man. We ending the year with a bang, so you know how that go.
Yeah, you making your strides with some of the greats.
Yeah, man, it's a humbling situation, man. Like, these guys, they pour their hearts out on stage every show. And for the last show in Tallahassee, it was an amazing event.
Nice. So, do you have any upcoming events that we can see you catching some headlines in?
I'm headlining right now. I'm in Akron, Ohio, so I'm headlining here. And after this, we're headed back to Florida. Next year, we're moving around pretty heavy. Real heavy, man. We got a whole campaign starting.
Nice. So give us a little bit scoop on Scream.
Scream is produced by T-Minus. T-Minus is Drake's producer.
Right.
Grammy Award winner. I wrote the record. Corey Ling, vocal produced. And it's a banger.
Yeah,
it's
very
a banger.
Powerful, very well put together.
I appreciate it. It's a banger.
Nice. So do you have any upcoming, you plan on dropping any albums, any EPs, anytime soon? Besides, what you already got going?
I just finished 5-7. 5-7 is an album. It's my first album, as a matter of fact. So, the only thing I've been dropping was singles. But I think it's time now to really reach the masses when it comes to album sales, man.
Definitely.
Which you know these days albums on sale. Streaming is what we're really pushing for, but I just feel like if I push out a project that's going to give you a collage of work. Everything I've worked on in the past couple of years, man. It took a minute. 5-7 is a big portion of myself. With biblical terms, 5 is grace, 7 is completion. You know, God took me through some things. When I say 5, grace. God took me through some things and gave me the grace and mercy to come out. He had grace and mercy upon my life. 7 is completion. Completion meaning it took a while for me to get to this process. I'm a complete artist now. So showmanship, showmanship, artistry, everything is one. I feel good about it, man. I feel real good about it. So 5/7 Rebirth is 5/7 Rebirth is the album, and that's gonna drop next year. So.
Is there a record label that you're going to be dropping, or are you independent?
Oh, R1 International out of Philadelphia. R1 is under Walt Reeder, who is who was a big A&R for Philadelphia International, which they had Teddy Pendergrass, they had Patti LaBelle, you know, the greats, the OJs, so on and so forth. So they really respect the music, man, you know, because Motown, it's hard to sound Motown. It's sounding rappers.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, you gotta go with what fits your brand, man.
Right.
And
right.
Lord forbid, I ain't no rapper.
Yeah.
I ain't no rapper.
I know, that's right. For real. So we're going to go catch Scream. We're going to let the people hear Scream. Let them hear what we're talking about. When we come back, we're going to continue on with this great interview with Mr. Chris Knight. Oh,
it's on. It's on.
We're here. All we're right. here. We'll be right back.
I want to scream.
If you scream my name,
hey.
You ain't got to worry. You don't have to be ashamed.
Girl, scream.
From the counter to the bed.
You bet.
Over to the floor. Ain't no telling where we sex. We started on the floor to end up on the bed. Read in between the lines, you know what's next.
You know what's next.
We ain't got a rush, we got all night, baby.
No.
Trembling, you're shaking, I'ma drive you crazy. Don't hear the sound. Of course, I want the neighbors, girl, they know what's going down.
Down.
Be ashamed.
Girl, scream.
From the
Yes, Scream. I love that record.
That was nice, nice.
It's
always nice and mellow. You got a little bit of R&B with the church swag and the jazz and the blues. You got it all in there. It just makes me want to go get a glass of wine and a joint and be like,
come on, everybody.
All right. Now, I'm just going to lay back right now and relax. But it's always a pleasure listening to your music. I can honestly say, when it comes to R&B nowadays, you don't hear that many great R&B artists anymore. Nobody is really, no one's really
exactly
taking it serious anymore, like the real R&B. And to
right,
hear,
without club,
you know,
records.
So when,
and, you know.
Right, so when you finally do hear some real R&B music, it's like, Lord, I need some more. You know? It's
and
like,
I'm
going
to chime
you know,
in on that, Tay. I think they're scared. I think they're scared to, they don't want to miss the mark. But honestly speaking, with R&B, a lot of acts are scared to push real R&B because of the fact they're trying to adapt to what the industry is. When in all actuality,
right,
the industry is going, that stuff is getting old, man. The chant rapping.
Right.
It's getting old, man. You got to think. These cats are going to prison for 25 years.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Right.
We're going to slow it down again.
I think a big problem
gonna slow
is
it down again.
Love is missing, period. You know, it's not
it's
no longer cool to show that you love a woman, you know.
Right.
And I think music in the past 10 years, definitely hip-hop had a big influence on that. You know, it's not like really, it's kind of looked down upon like you're corny. So people don't want to sing about love no more, which is just horrible.
Because you think about it, you know, you don't, how many female, even just alone female R&B artists besides like those have been out there like Keisha Cole, Brooke Valentine, and Mary J. Blige, and you know, Lady Si, all the people that's already been out there. But nowadays, you don't hear any song that come out is like a breakup song, or you know, it's the crunk R&B. It's not R&B. It's not the same no more. So it's like that element of love is a big part of what's missing.
Exactly.
So, like I said, when you finally do hear it, it's like, man, oh man. So, tell us, talk to us about I Got You.
Every song, you know me, tell you, every song I write about is something I've been.
I can't write about things that I can't relate to, you know what I'm saying? So, in college, I was struggling. I saw a couple other women that were struggling, and men that were struggling, but when do you have those situations where your woman is comfortable? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
She goes down, okay, my man got me. You feel
right.
what I'm saying? That those situations
right.
are missing, man, because honestly speaking,
right.
men aren't taught to be men. Listen, it's gay as hell to me to be around a woman that act hard, but when you're around your homeboys, it's all brother love. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
No, we ain't doing that. We ain't doing that. Like,
right.
I don't act hard around women at all. Because guess what? Women are emotional creatures. They're soft. They are to be loved.
Right.
So I Got You came apart.
Okay.
I Got You came apart. For once, I'm with a girl and I can pay for whatever she needs. She don't have to struggle. That's the concept in my
right.
mind of I Got
right.
You. A woman wants security. She wants to know that her man got her. Point blank period. That's why that song came about, man. We live in a world, man, where like baby girl said, love. People are scared of love because they think it's weak. They think it's soft. When all actuality, love is God. God is love.
Exactly.
Right.
So that's how that came about. It's
okay.
It's okay to be sorry. It's okay to say I'm sorry. It's okay to say I love you. It's okay to want more love than lust. It's okay to fall in love, you know. But that's a whole nother subject, you know. But that's how the song came about.
Right.
Writing about things that I went through.
Right. For sure. That's how you get, you know, that's where, that's how you know when, that's most of the time when you can really feel a song is when it's done by experience. Like when somebody's been through something, that's when you get the most soul in the song. And, you know, you gotta, you have to have been through something to, in order to feel what I'm, you know, putting out there, what I'm going through. And when you sing, you can tell that just by your song that this man has been through something, or this man has experienced something, or he know what he's talking about, whether it be about things as far as I got you or perhaps scream.
Right.
You trying to put something back out there. But we're going to go to break. We're going to let the people hear I Got You by Chris Knight. Y'all sit tight. Keep it locked. We'll be right back.
Street Smart Radio.
And that one and Birkin, I've been pointing all day, babe. My arm started hurting. Give me Fendi on Monday, but it's straight off the runway. Shopping free Saturday, and we share a Sunday. Ooh, I would show me how a real boss supposed to move. Know that I'm a star, so he put him in my room. Now my flex folded, I ain't checking for these dudes. You say you love me.
True. Whatever you mean, however you like it. Whatever you want.
That was I Got You by Chris Knight.
Yeah, that's another banger. I love it.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely,
you.
I'm telling you. And then I remember the video. You actually did a visual for this, didn't you?
We're reshooting the video on the 2nd. And, oh,
okay.
My goodness, it's going to be off the chain.
Nice.
Off the chain.
Nice.
That's exciting.
That.
Oh, man. I mean, listen, I'm overly excited, man. We got great sponsors. They're sponsoring the video. We got Meow and Bark in Jacksonville, Florida. We have Giuseppe, who is sponsoring the video.
Oh,
wow. So on and so forth, man.
Be looking nice.
Oh, my goodness, yes. Yes. Yeah, so we got some things rolling, man, and I'm blessed to have the opportunity to be in the position I am. I give all honor and all glory to God, man. And Faye, for you too,
definitely,
man, I really appreciate the guidance you gave me a couple of years back, man. I did my first major show with Tay, and it was amazing, man. It was amazing. And I thank God for you as well. So we go back
already.
We family for real. So
for real.
Yeah, a lot of work you're doing as well for independent artists, man. I salute you 110%.
Well, God, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. You know, I see talent, and I'm one of those ones. If you gonna go, I'm gonna go. I'm behind you 100%. You feel me? And because
right.
it's so hard to find dedicated artists nowadays. Like, they don't be on it. So when I find an artist that's, like, really on it, and I know you worth it, I'm going to stick with you to the – I'm going to ride with you to the wheel falls. You know what I'm saying? That's just how
right.
I am. I believe just
right.
the same way I believe people – you know, I want people to believe in me. I want people to, you know – feel the same about me. I want, you know, people to know that I believe in them the same way I want people to believe in me. You know, you got to give
right.
to get a little. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's always
right.
nice to give somebody. That's another thing that we have missing now, then. Hope, faith. We don't got that no more. Everybody only in it for the dime. You feel me? And, you know, I'm looking at the real, you know, they don't have their heart in it to drive. We're missing a lot of that.
Right.
So yeah, definitely. But Mr. Knight, tell everybody where we can find you at on your social networks, platforms, you know, all the good stuff.
Yeah, I'm on Instagram, R&B Chris Knight _ Teddy Bear. Knight is spelled KNITE. Instagram, Twitter, R&B Chris Knight. Facebook, R&B Chris Knight. Everything is R&B Chris Knight, except for Instagram. You gotta put _ Teddy Bear, and you know I'm around, man. I'm around.
Right.
But the biggest thing is how you spell my name.
Right. It's KNITE, not the night like night.
Right.
Like night night. KNITE. But we'll definitely make sure we'll put that out, that information out there. Y'all definitely can catch some of his follow links on I Built Booking. You'll catch them in our feed a lot. We support each other. We here for our artists.
Definitely.
Especially the independent artists. We definitely appreciate you coming by once again to give us, you know, a little update. It's always a pleasure when you come.
Well, I appreciate y'all, man.
Slide through.
Yes.
So we definitely appreciate you coming through. And we must
And let us know when
again.
The album drops.
I will.
Right, right. Because, you know, we got to have it drop on that. We going to have our eyes open and ears open.
I'm here.
All right.
I appreciate y'all.
All right. We're going to go to break. We'll be right back. Sit tight, keep it locked. It's the Fast Lane, people.
I've been gone for a minute. Y'all niggas probably thought I fell off and shit. I was just talking to my brother Sep the other day. You know what I'm saying? My nigga was telling me that people was going around asking, yo, when Snipe gonna drop something? When he gonna drop this? Oh, shit. This my nigga calling right now. Ah, damn. Hello?
Yeah, what's good, nigga?
What's good, man? Man, bro, I'm up in the studio right now.
What the God, nigga?
Yo, I'm everything, nigga, I promise.
Man, nigga been asking me, yo, Seth, when your brother gonna drop some shit? Told him, bro, just wait on it, it's coming.
I'm thumbing through hundreds like, ho, what you talking about? What you talking about? I'm spitting fire like it came from a dragon's mouth. Label me, bitch, I'm a forest fire that you can't put out. All my niggas bout that action, my nigga, what you about? Cause I'm out that action, pistol packing, pistol clapping. Right here, ho, we gon' gun it out. You can stop with the yapping, the capping. Cause soon as I clap you for boy, you gon' break your mouth. I don't want that to happen, so if I clap for y'all, I'ma put that burner straight in your mouth. Fuck it, I'ma send the black out. The minute somebody get your house, we'll make it out. I keep it true, ho. got them tools on me.
Yeah.
I got that 4-4. You can get hit with two, homie. I got that 4 in the nickel. Your hoe riding like a bicycle and blow like a whistle. Ooh. Nigga, I'm official, official. If I got an issue, I'ma press that issue on sight. Willow, Rapper, Smith and Winston be my weapon. If you placing, I'm clapping on sight. We can rumble, we can tussle, but I keep that thing on me because niggas don't fight. Smashed up, mashed up, blacked out, racked up, hit leaks in the night. Act up and act tough, get clapped up, wrapped up, so you better think twice. Bomb nothing nice, put the codeine up in it, right, and pour that bitch over ice. I'm sipping and leaning all night. And that purple got a nigga something I mean all night. I want my clip long like a movie. Catch me thugging with my juvie. You can get smoked like a Lucy. That Uzi leaving nigga snoozing. I wake up, then bake up, then go get my cake up. My weed is natural like a hoe with no mango. You say you smoke loud, but your shit do not say much. In other words, you can go get your weight up on skinny, but I got my way to re-retaliate. If you play us, I don't got time for no fuck shit. Cause you can get time behind fuck shit.
Honey, honey, honey.
I'm thumbing through hundreds like, oh, what you talking about? What you talking about?
Rats.
I'm spitting fire like it came from a dragon's mouth.
Came from a dragon's mouth.
Label me, bitch, I'm a forest fire that you can't put out.
That you can't put out.
Now my niggas bout that action, my nigga, what you about? Cause I'm out that action, pistol packing, pistol clapping. Right here, hoe, we gon' gun it out. You can stop with the yapping and capping, cause soon as I clap you for boy, you gon' ring your mouth. I don't want that to happen, so if I clap for y'all, I'ma put that burner straight in your mouth. Fuck it, I'ma send the black out in minutes. If I didn't get the house, we'll make it out. Every day we move in silence, duck and snakes in them sirens. Money and violence in the kitchen doing science. Trap booming, who's supplying? I'ma stay silent. The symbol I represent is similar to a trident. Call me Poseidon. Smoking no sticky with Gilligan on his island. I be wildin', I'm fly as a bitch. I'm not a pilot. Oh, I'm the shit. I'm giving you an honest shot, not about that action. Stop with that gap and your whole clique is pussy. We call up a challenge. Here's a reminder, you hold on like girls. That's why your bitch all over my anaconda. And I don't want her cause I got a crazy baby mama. And I don't got time for the drama, I just want the commas. I got a daughter to feed, the ankle one for nothing. She gon' get whatever she need. That's on my G. She motivate me to do what I do when I get on these beats. That's why I turn to a beast like Jet Li. I'm for a leash when I'm off the leash. On my soul, I'ma grind for it, strive for it. Into the day I'm deceased. Girl, bad money, long weed, strong team on. Sleeping on this dream on, 40 glide beam on. I go ape shit, King Kong. King Kong, free guy to the team home. Free tweak, nigga. This is an anthem for the streets, nigga. All my life I've been up in these streets, nigga.
Honey,
I'm thumbing through hundreds like, oh, what you talking about?
What you talking about?
Rats. I'm spitting fire like it came from a dragon's mouth.
Came from a dragon's mouth.
Label me, bitch, I'm a forest fire that you can't put out.
That you can't put out.
Now my niggas bout that action, my nigga, what you about? Cause I'm out that action, pistol packing, pistol clapping. Right here, hoe, we gon' gun it out. You can stop with the yapping and capping, cause soon as I clap you for boy, you gon' ring your mouth. I don't want that to happen, so if I clap for you, I'ma put that burner straight in your mouth. Fuck it, I'ma send the black out that minute. Everybody in the house will make it out.
We're back, and in walks Aqua Shaman. What's good, Aqua?
Hey, how's it going?
Welcome back.
Hey, good to be back
what
with
you
guys.
Going
how's it
what
going?
What you got going on over there?
Trying to recovering from Thanksgiving food.
Oh, me too. It was a mess.
Just trying to sweat off the pounds.
Sound like y'all enjoyed yourselves.
That's what you're supposed to do, right?
Already. Mm-hmm. So, you got some new heat out.
Yeah, a little bit.
Give us a little rundown, a little bit. What you got going on right now?
I was just constantly working on, you know, promoing the new stuff that we got coming out and getting it packaged right for the fans.
Right.
The package.
Gotta get the packaging.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
Sparkly.
Right. So tell us about I Don't Want to Miss You.
Was that? I didn't get that.
I don't want to miss you.
Yeah, that one's been out for a couple months now. It's at like 11,000 plays on Spotify, I think, now. So that's pretty good.
Nice. That's nice.
Yeah, that's fabulous.
That's always good for people to listen to the music. That's what it's for, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. So what you got coming up? Tell us, you know, if you got any events, anything we can look forward to coming up that we can keep our eye out for?
Just working with the 1-8 Music publishing team to set up some events around like Richmond and Atlanta and stuff like that. Networking type events. for, you know, all the creatives around.
That sounds fun.
Nice.
Yeah,
they're
usually pretty big. I don't have too much of a I help out, you know what I'm saying? Show my face.
Right.
Let them use my name, I guess.
You shout out. We're going to go with a break. We're going to let everybody hear I Don't Want to Miss You. That's the joint he was just talking about. Aqua was just talking about. It's been out for a couple of months. We're going to lean in after that and catch up with some of the other couple of joints with Human Nature and Hive. So sit tight. Keep it locked. It's Fast Lane. We got I Don't Want to Miss You by Aqua Shaman and Ran Sneak. Here we go. Repeater. that you can sit back
and
be in the, yes, yes, especially when you're high.
Oh, I'm not high, honey. I don't have to be high for that song. I love it. Some music,
I'm
you
saying,
have to be high. You have to be drunk.
Yes, some of them,
no,
but
under the influence.
But
I love that
big, pretty versatile music a lot of the time.
Mm-hmm.
But his music is quite versatile. That's one of the things that I like about you, Aqua. You always challenge the norm, whatever that may be. But you always challenge.
Hence the name Awkward.
Right, right. He always come with a different flow. Like I'm always. It's not a surprising thing to me because I know how versatile he is. It's just that he go again with something different, and it seems like he does it with so much ease. So I like your flow, Awkward. I like your flow.
Yes. Hello, Awkward. Where are you? Hello.
All right, I'm right here. I had my phone. I had my microphone on me, and I'm slow. And you guys were heaping praise upon me, and I was smiling like an idiot. Forgot to turn my microphone on. You guys had
so
me blushing over here. No, I'm sorry.
You, as far as you know, any projects, you know, you got anything we can look forward to?
I actually have two projects already done, and then I'm, like, working on, like, my next phase of music, actually, like, the next change.
Okay.
That I'm going to go
right
through.
Exactly.
I've got two projects done with music similar to the I Don't Want to Miss You vibe. That project's called Sweet. And then another project I have done is, like, a concept album that's going to be more spacey, and then I'm working on becoming better at my electronic setup so I can start doing like live instrumentation and move to like a dream pop bossa nova type sound.
Yeah.
I think we really need an Awkward Shaman and Miz Miller all collaboration. I think that would be amazing.
That would be sweet.
You know, it would be. I think so.
That would be a nice, because y'all both versatile too. Man, that would be a nice one. And we're going to have to make that happen. We're going to have to get that in there. And I was actually thinking about that too, listening to the last one. I was like, yo, I think it's about time for one of those.
Yeah, we gotta switch that beat up real quick and drop some bars.
For real.
Man, I'm always down for collaboration. Collaboration is always fun.
So tell us about Hives.
Oh man, Hives is it's actually a remastering of an older song that's becoming repopular again. Because I'm working with new people and they're discovering it again, and they want to like repush it. But that's an older song I wrote. It's actually a cover of a Gala Matthias instrumental, and it's just a real vibey, like song about a situation that I've been in.
Okay, from experience.
I wait to hear more about that. I can't wait till that drops.
Right. So that's what we're going to do right now. We're going to go and let the people check out Hives by Awkward Shaman and Razmik. So y'all sit tight, keep it locked, keep your ear to the phone, keep your ear to your headphones. We got Hives by Awkward Shaman.
Pieces together.
Right. We'll be right back.
Bye. Hey,
she want me so. But I got a wife and kids at home, and there's times that I won't cross, cause you know.
Hi, guys.
I love it.
Hi.
So when inspired that record?
I'm sorry?
What inspired that record?
The instrumental and a hang sesh I had one time.
You said a hang
with a person.
Sesh.
A hang sesh? A hang sesh?
I'm so done.
A smoke session?
I got what you were saying.
Sorry. Hang session. Of course. Hence the name of the song being high. I kind of figured.
I usually work on like an FCC radio, and we can't say smoke sesh. I forgot I'm on internet radio.
Oh, Street Smart Radio, you can say whatever you want to say here.
Right. We are raw and uncut.
Yeah.
How they give it is how they get it. You feel me? Uncensored.
Plus,
I'm
trying to be like a clean artist now, so, you know. But
well,
no, that was definitely about
us.
That was definitely about like a smoking session. That
but
went awry.
Record, yeah.
So tell us about Human Nature.
Oh, man. Human Nature is another song that's coming on the Sweet project. I was actually hoping you would play Infinity Stone, which is a song that's actually coming out pretty soon.
Infinity. Yeah, we're gonna do Infinity Stone too. Yeah.
Oh, we're gonna do Infinity Stone as well.
Yes, we're
going. Yeah, that's but no.
Infinity.
Human Nature's on. Human Nature's a deep cut that's on Sweet, which is the album that Human Nature, Milk is gonna be on it. I Don't Want to Miss You is gonna be on that
Sweet.
One. It's just going to be a whole project of bangers, of like billboard chart worthy songs. That was the whole objective of the project was to write songs that were like radio ready for like pop radio, R&B radio, and like you know have them all be like her. Yeah, and have them all be like
Milk,
you know you can listen
Milk
to them. Everyone
of my favorites.
Yeah, everyone should be able to vibe with every song, like whether you smoke or you don't smoke, whether you're high or not, whether you're a kid or adult or like, you know, every type of person should be able to vibe with every song.
Right.
That's what you need.
Already. So is that, and this was about Infinity. Tell us, talk to us about Infinity. Let us know what's going on with Infinity.
Oh, man. Infinity Stone is one of my favorite songs ever. Of all time, and I don't usually feel that about my own music, but it's just a really feel good.
Oh, like, it's like that.
Dancing, it just feels great, and like you know, makes you want to dance as soon as it drops, and it's just like that.
Right. Infinity Stones. That sound like some forever high shit.
Yeah, he's very proud of this record.
Right. Like, you definitely gonna have to, like, this is what we're gonna have to get into Infinity Stone because, like I said, this sounds like some forever high shit. Like, this is a song that, another one of them songs that you can sit back and be like, all right, this is my high time. I need a song.
Oh, yeah.
While I get, roll up this good blunt and that I know gonna last.
Yeah,
we get ready to have a crack in that good old Infinity on the way out. But before we get into Infinity, so we want people to know where to find you at, what platforms you on. You know, give us some of that good follow statuses.
Oh, man. You could Google Awkward Shaman, and literally I'm the only one. I'm the only thing that pops up. I'm the only Awkward Shaman in the world. But I'm on every platform, Tidal, iTunes, Spotify, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and everywhere it's Awkward Shaman. The awkwardshaman.com website should be back up soon. And we're working on that. Got the team working hard on that. Just Awkward Shaman everywhere on all stuff.
Already. And as always, we appreciate you taking some time out to come get Shishmar Radio an update. It's always a pleasure. And we most
I appreciate you guys.
We got to get that record. We got to work on that record, that Mr. Mira O and Awkward Shaman record. Y'all heard it right here on Shishmar Radio.
Yeah.
That's going to be a lit one.
That would be fun. I'm trying to do like a 1930s jazz cigar bar type ballad.
I'm ready.
Right. Told you he always wants some old different shit. It's with Awkward Shaman, but his shit is always lit. So we definitely appreciate you coming by tonight, take some time out with us, update us on, you know, what you got going on as far as events, your career, what we can look forward to. Always keep us in mind. As always, we're going to stay up with you. We're going to we're going to be on your back. Expect you to come through again, share some more good news with us whenever you got time. Just give us the word, of course.
Oh, yeah, I got you. Anytime. And I appreciate you guys always supporting and playing the music, vibing with all the sounds and stuff like that. I really appreciate, you know, everything you guys do to back me. Thank you.
Always.
Definitely. And this has been a wonderful night on the Fast Lane. This is Brave Boston Nova and Miss Amira. Oh.
Ow.
We out.
Thank you.